dead. Dead.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back to Craft Beer is Dead. I'm Chris Face with,
Oh my god, wow, we actually just witnessed Chris's balls descend.
Jesus Christ. Hey everyone, how you doing? I should delete that, but nah, we'll fucking roll with it.
I think that's a moment most parents hope to get on film.
It really took me 33 years. Yeah, you heard it here first, boys and girls. Or should I say men and women? Welcome back. Welcome back to Craft Beer is Dead. This is episode 34. We have another spooky, I believe.
We do.
I'm sitting here with the pint-sized traveler herself.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. How you doing? How you doing?
This is the part where you listening talk back to your radio so we can hear you.
Go hi.
No, don't interrupt them.
Sorry.
Oh, really?
Well...
Sorry, I'm still
did they say to you? Anywhoville. Hello, everyone. We are here with yet another spooky. This one coming to you from our home state of Florida.
Oh, shit.
So I'm pretty excited about this one. Before we get diving into it, you guys want to open a beer?
They said yes.
Yeah.
Sure, Brie, we'd love to.
I knew you were going to say something when I said guys. Well, we have the Alchemist. This is Focal Banger.
It's a Focal Banger?
Focal Banger.
That's cool. It's got a scientist on the label.
It is pretty neat. I have only had, one beer from these guys, and it's because of you bullying me into it.
Yeah, I guess, I was reminded of a story that I didn't remember.
He doesn't remember, but...
God damn it. If I had a dollar for every time somebody told me a story that we talked about, then I'm like, I don't fucking remember that.
I know, right? Yeah.
So I guess when she started her beer journey, she was like, Hedy what? Hedy Toper? And I was like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, really? He gave me like a whole raft of shit and just made me feel really bad about my life choices since I had been starting my Instagram for like a whopping 3 days and had never had Hedy Toper. And I was the devil in Chris's eyes.
I'm giving support in the only way I know how, which is pure, brutal dickery.
That is not the name of the episode.
It might be. I don't know.
Brutal dickery.
No, but like I said, apologize because I was kind of a douche back then. Still am. But
much
also,
more tolerable.
Still stand by the comment. So these guys, mostly known for Hedy Toper. They're one of like the OGs as far as the whole like kind of hazier style IPA thing taken off. So, well, I mean, whether they were the OG or not, they were definitely one of the ones that made them more popular. But Focal Banger is one of their IPAs as well that most people don't see as often just because they're usually looking for Hedy Toper, but just as dope, if not more so, in my personal opinion. So
they have so much going on their can. I mean, it's actually pretty awesome. They're a solar-powered brewery.
Cool.
They're also 100% independent and family-owned, which is pretty cool.
So which one is it? Liars.
And they say, don't be a D-bag. Recycle this can.
Hmm. Like, don't be a D-bag and tell somebody, really? You've never heard of him over? Derp-a-derp-a-derp. No, but if you're ever over in, Vermont? I believe you're in?
Yep.
Yeah. I know it's a big state, but you can probably find them. I don't know. Google exists. But they do have a lot of really cool stuff in their taproom, too. Obviously, Hedy Toper, Focal Banger. Really well-priced for how much people actually seek them out. And then a couple other ones, like Luscious, a British-style Imperial Stout. A Belgian-inspired milk stout called Knuckle Dragger, which is just fun-sounding. And a whole slew of some what looks like pretty badass kind of merch and stuff, too. So
this is really yummy.
Well, yeah, man. They're like the OG. Really? You've never... No, but seriously, if you haven't heard of them or you haven't tried something from them, they're one of the OGs for a reason. So
yeah,
definitely worth sipping into, like I'm about to do while I hear a fantastic spoopy story.
Spoopy story. This is super good. And I mean, the head retention on it's pretty dope, too.
Ooh, that is delightful.
Right? That's really yummy. I mean, that was a very hefty sip there, too. Man, I'm impressed. You just took half the whole glass down.
I'm a part whale. I don't know if you know that.
And camel. You just store it in there. You run
on
it.
I'm a camel whale. I'm a dying breed. There's only one of me. They've been looking for me for years.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. Some people call me the Loch Ness Monster. The end. That joke's over with and dead. Here we go.
All right. Shall we? We shall. So.
Sure, Brie. We love you.
This I call House of Prayer for All People, the Anna Young Florida's Cult Leader Story.
Okay.
Bam, bam, bam.
Bum, bum, bum.
Anna Young, a 79-year-old Florida woman, was recently sentenced to 30 years behind bars, pretty much at the beginning of this year, for her crimes dating back decades. She is referred to as the Jim Jones of Florida.
Oh, shit.
Fucking A.
Did she, like, actually splurge on the Kool-Aid instead of the Flavor-Aid?
So, she didn't quite get that far, but all of her followers said that if she told them to drink the Kool-Aid, they would have done it, like, hands down.
All right, so she's pretty good at this whole
cult
thing.
She's pretty good at the cult thing.
All right.
So, Young ran the House of Prayer for All People near, I'm going to butcher the name, McCanopy, Florida. It's right by Gainesville.
Oh, McCanopy.
Oh, is that really how you
no,
say it?
No, I don't know. I was trying to think of like the weirdest
asshole.
Way to say it.
It really was very
kind of. Watch it be like the actual way to say it.
It really might. So, all right. So, which is right outside Gainesville. Her specialty, you might ask, torturing and killing children, of course.
Oh, that's very specific. I don't know if I would put that on my resume.
Yeah, well, okay. She did. Hmm. She sent this to me.
You really need to start doing better background checks.
Well, that's I really wanted to get into cult leaders because it just seems like we're having a lot of air about them lately.
I mean,
so.
Let's be honest. We're not starting this for fun. We have an end goal. And if you are listening to this, you have been implanted with a secret word and we're waiting to tell you.
So basically, she forced her followers to beat each other every day, lock each other in boxes, deprive each other food, light and water for doing basic human things. Followers told reporters that she would make men cut off their own penises for just having sex.
That's what it's for.
Yeah.
There's literally like two jobs for that thing, and that's like one of them.
Basic human things. So possibly two, I say possibly, you'll know why, but two of her more heinous crimes that we know of is the torture and death of Eamon Harper, who was only two or three at the time, and Katanva Jackson, who was 2 years old at the time.
Cool name.
Yeah. You'll hear another pretty rad name later. One of her followers found the boy wrapped in straw clothing after he had been locked in a closet without food or water. Quote, "When I saw him, I remember there was a big water bug on his forehead. He had a big forehead, and his hair was low, so when I saw the big water bug, I knew he was dead. For a bug being crawling on him like that, and his chest was swollen, was like swollen because he was packed in it." It was very broken English. That was a direct quote.
All right.
So.
Very Macanopy of him.
Yeah. Eamon's remains were never found, but witnesses say she died because Young refused her seizure medication. And according to her own mother, which fuck that bitch too, the seizures were a result of being beaten from such a young age.
Goddamn. So obviously not getting Florida Mother of the Year award. That totally exists. Call back.
Young was arrested.
For those of you who didn't see, her face scrunched up like a little raisin.
Young was arrested in 2017 after her own daughter turned her in, telling decades worth of old tales and physical and mental abuse. The cult leader was even found guilty of child abuse in 2001, 9 years after she forced then 12-year-old Nikki Nicholson. Fuck her parents, too, for that name.
Also, I was about to say, that's not a good name. That's a boring
that's
name.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, like, okay. Because I was just like, what the fuck? Like, you're so lazy.
Nikki Nicholson. I know. So, basically, what Young would do is she, from 9 years old, would have her get into a bath of scalding hot water, bleach, and ammonia with other chemicals. So, it gave her third-degree burns all over her feet and legs. And she had to spend months in a burn unit undergoing surgery and physical therapy.
That's super fucked.
Young fled Florida after Nicholson's injuries, spent almost a decade in a relative's attic. A decade in a relative's attic before being extradited back in 2001, where she only served 6 fucking months in jail. And that poor girl probably had more than 6 months worth of therapy.
Oh, yeah. Hands down. Man,
like, probably is still in it.
Burn stuff is brutal.
Yeah. So Young fled Florida after, she used fear and God to brainwash her followers, which is pretty standard for cult leaders. But above all, she used God as her main threat. According to followers, everybody was going to burn in hell. The kids had demons in them, and that's why they got treated so badly.
Hmm.
Young was sentenced to 30 years in prison for Emmons' murder and 15 for the death of Catania, but to be served concurrently, which is, in my opinion, also some bullshit, even though she's 79 years old. Fine, but, you know, the concurrent versus consecutive.
Yeah, because they basically just serve both at the same time. They just slapped them on,
exactly.
Then why the fuck even do that?
I know.
That's literally just taxpayer money being like, oh, well, we got you again.
Like, what not a really, though. Stupid thing. And to me, that just doesn't... That's, I don't know. That's not serving any justice. Like, that second sentencing is meaningless, in my opinion. Yeah. Whatever.
It's like when you do, like, a BOGO, but they still charge you for the more expensive one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what's super crazy about this is, so those are the two murders that we are positive about. Police, after they started diving more and more into this, there's dozens and dozens of missing kids throughout that whole entire time. So they're pretty much, they can't prove it, but this woman actually might be like one of the top serial killers also, because they can't prove it. They can't disprove it.
Yeah.
And then also her husband had a super suspicious, you know, kind of death about him.
Did he fall on a bullet?
I mean, even kind of crazier, he was fixing his truck and the jack just slipped out and he was crushed by the truck. Like, how easy of a murder, really?
I mean, that's convenient. Like,
that's how convenient.
You're not even planning on murdering that day. You just see it and be like, oh!
Or she just knew whenever he was working on his truck and just knew that would be fucking easy, really.
Damn, man.
It doesn't really get easier, I think.
So, other than, like, so... And I apologize for not, no, like, completely, like, I was paying attention, but I get confused sometimes because I'm a dum-dum. So, the elements have killed some of these kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Has she physically killed any of them?
So, she, technically, not by, like, you know, strangling or stabbing or anything, okay. But the little boy left in the closet with no food or water until, obviously, he died from that. So, yeah. She did that. And then she wouldn't give the little girl her seizure medication because knowing that it was going to kill her. So, like, yes.
That's pretty fucked.
You know what I mean?
No, for sure. I'm not definitely not saying she's, you know, not guilty.
No, I know what you're saying. But, like, did she smother, you know, like the other crazy bitch we talked to or talked about who just smothered all the kids and shit?
Yeah,
and
Christine Falling.
Just, yeah, exactly.
I was just curious because, like, you don't really hear of a high, like a super huge body count for like female serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do, it's usually poison. So it's kind of interesting to see how this person manipulated their entire environment and their community.
It was mostly torture. Yeah. It was like, from my understanding of this and how she just operated, the crueler the punishment meant that the demon was definitely going to be killed and taken out of the kids. But it also just seemed like she just actually, the end game was to kill the kids, you know?
Yeah, and God, man. And again, I know we say it plenty of times, nothing against religion. But Jesus, is that some good fucking fuel for a lot of these psychopaths to justify what the hell they're doing.
It is, and that I have that written down too, where it's still just so mind-boggling that we have seen this pattern through centuries and centuries that people use religion and then also like these forms of torture in... for the sake of religion, to try to either cure people. Like, she ended her life, I think, genuinely thinking she did good, you know?
Probably. Well, I don't know. She was hiding in an attic for 6 years.
Because I think in her brain, she's like, they're not going to understand. I'm good with, like, so what's also crazier is when she kind of came out of her hole and started working again, how she was caught was a coworker saw her face on still America's Most Wanted Women, like,
oh,
after
damn.
This long, and then turned her in.
That's,
and then what's
dope.
Even crazier is when they picked her up, she was setting her house up for Christmas. Like, she was so happy and la-di fucking da in her everyday life, and she genuinely thought she was going to get away with all of this. I mean, this started in the early 80s, but also could have even started as early as the 60s for her.
Yeah. It's weird, too, because it's also that same kind of timeline where, like, proportionately speaking, decades and decades aren't, like, each decade is its own weird thing of what you probably could and couldn't get away with, right? Yeah. So if you look at, like, the 60s through the 80s, still a lot of police departments aren't, like, talking to each other.
Yeah.
There's probably not a lot of people checking up on kids that are just going missing.
And it was probably really hard for her to even get a whole following back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s because she's an African-American woman. So I think that she was already facing, like, a lot of shit. And so she just was like, I'm going to obtain a following, go fuck off somewhere in the woods. And she also called it a boarding school, which is even more fucked up. So, yeah, it was, like, her cult of religion, but she also called it a boarding school to even try to get more families or more people with kids to come in.
Again, fucking North Florida. So... That's a part of...
I so thought you were going to say something, like, psychologically. Like,
oh, no, no,
profound,
no, no.
And he just goes, like, what
fucking
again?
South Alabama up there. Love you guys. I do mean it. You guys are great. Funny. But also, there are certain parts where, like, in North Florida, if you're not familiar with Florida, I think we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Orlando, Tampa, Jacksonville, you got the Panhandle, yeah. All that stuff. Like, there's a good midsection of Florida that, like, you can go fuck off in the woods and nobody will fucking... See what you're doing or
those
figure that out.
Those are the scarier places to go, though, too.
That's where you're, like,
you know?
Paddle faster. You're hearing banjos. Yes, it's not great.
Absolutely.
And then also, like, with the Christine Falling, mm-hmm. Like, I think, if I remember correctly, around that time, her fucking mom just dropped her off at a school because she was like, nah, I just don't feel like having her for the summer. So, like, yeah, she's got terrible problems. Oh, she's the worst. And really all it was just like, I don't fucking feel like being around her. So.
And that school was the boarding school, right? That you walk by? Was that the school? Or no, that was the...
That was the child refuge.
Okay.
Or something. Yeah, something along those lines. It was some sort of like government mandated child care thing. But no, but that one was... Because she was up from like the whole Citrus County outside of Gainesville area.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, I don't know. North Florida, you know.
If you know... You know.
And if you don't, you're probably in it. Get the fuck out.
Get out.
Get out.
Yeah, so, this bitch definitely did it and so much more.
So, how long's her term again?
So, I mean, she died like 3 days into her sentence.
Oh my, I hate that shit.
I know.
Because, like... And the more we get into stories like this, spoiler alert, you're going to find a lot of people don't have to pay for anything they've done.
Yeah.
It's fucking awful.
Absolutely. Her biggest stretch was like, I think, 6 months. That was the longest stint she spent in jail.
Yeah. And even then, like, God damn it, whether they like take their own lives, whether they like just pass away of natural causes or whatever, or like some people just die in their house before people can even find out who they are and what they did.
Yep.
It's fucking insane.
No.
No, they'll find you nowadays. Don't go do it. But, or, I don't know, cult.
Cults.
Ugh, God.
I know.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Side question. Have you ever just been like, oh, man, have you heard of that awesome cult that's doing so much good for the world?
Penn State?
Again, doing so much good for the world?
No, I haven't.
Exactly. I'm sorry. If any time one of your family members goes, hey, you might be in a cult. Just think about how many times you've never heard a good cult. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
And this is coming from the state that actually has the Scientology, like, center.
Epicenter. Yeah. Absolutely.
Passed it 2 weeks ago, actually.
In Clearwater? The Clearwater one or no?
No, they have one in Ybor.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's downtown Ybor.
But have you seen the Clearwater one?
I haven't seen it.
So that's where it, like, started.
So...
Like, that's where all their main buildings, and you think they're hotels and stuff.
Oh, no. That's not where they started.
But that's, like, where, like, that's where John Travolta and what's his name funnel most of their money is to the
that's
center
where their
in
headquarters
Clearwater.
Are now, yeah.
Yeah.
It started there. I forget where exactly it started, but they also did, I remember listening to an entire, like, series on it. They did this, like, naval ship thing for a while to where they would like literally like train teenage girls to be like ship deck hands.
Ew-y.
And like work the ship for like higher up clear Scientologist people. And then when they started realizing like, oh shit, our founder's about to be found out by the government and like you know, expedited back or whatever, or extradited back or whatever. Mm-hmm. They were like, oh, fuck, we should probably get rid of all these boats, and then just went to Clearwater.
Oh, my God.
They had, like, a naval academy. That was fucking insane.
I thought that place was crazy. I couldn't imagine seeing a bunch of ships around. I mean, because you, when you go there and you're just driving, because that's the only way to get to Clearwater Beach is through everything. And you don't even know you're driving through it until you start seeing everybody dressed up, but all dressed almost the same exact, like the black suit, black pants, or the women, the men, like all of them, you think they work for the hotels. They look like caterers. Yes, yeah. Exactly. You think they work for the hotels, but and then you know, and you're like, oh, fuck.
There's a story that I heard on another show where, like, caterers in L.A. Or in, like, California, where there's another big group of them, don't let their staff wear a specific color scheme because it's the uniform and people think they're Scientologists.
I mean, it's crazy that they had to figure that out and change the way they go about just because they're like, oh, no. It's not us.
But it's okay. It's a religion. It's tax exempt and that's fucking cool, yeah. Right? Whatever. Yeah, it's fine.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And just there's no reason hundreds of people go missing every year. Yeah,
absolutely. And they actually have people who follow people who try to leave.
Yep.
That's insane. That's not nope,
totally
fake.
Totally normal. Mm-hmm. I think it sounds very normal.
Yep.
Let's join. Let's go undercover and not get murdered, but let's go undercover.
I just want to meet Xenu.
Is that the name of
their head? Alien headmaster man or something?
Really?
Or,
is I that actually the name? Yeah, did you make that name up?
No, okay. I know Xenu is a big thing.
Okay.
Honestly, I would just settle with Travolta.
I really hate that I have to question everything you say because it could definitely be a load of shit or totally factual information.
Fun fact, Scientology is both. Also, we're super fucked now. They're yeah, we are. Us. Yeah.
I should have turned my phone off.
I should have turned... I don't even know.
I'm kidding. We're recording all of this and putting it on.
Yeah. Well, it was nice knowing all of you guys.
Yeah. At least we had a really banging-ass beer as our
Vogel
last...
Vogelbanger.
Vogelbanger.
All right.
That's all I got.
Fair enough. No, that was pretty... that's pretty crazy. It's fucking, pretty crazy. It's fascinating to me because, like, you always hear about, like, the big heavy hitters and stuff.
Yeah.
You hear about the ones that, like, you know, Bundy.
The big bigs.
Yeah. Yep. But there's so many weird, creepy little shitheads that have been floating around our state. And, oh, we're going to cover so many more of them.
I know. And it just makes it so stupid-ass people think that they can also become cult leaders.
We know a few.
That's why I picked this subject.
I know. Oh, it's topical. It's topical like a fine cream.
Oh. Oh, my God. I'm done. I'm literally walking away now. Bye, right. Guys.
Well, see you guys. Wait, real quick. Speaking of topical cream, help us out on Apple Podcasts. I don't fucking know, man. You know the rigmarole. Leave us five
stars. Rigmarole. What a fun word. Good it for is. You, Chris.
I know. It's hard to say, too.
That's a good one.
Yeah. You just get lazy and just sound like you're studying rigmarole. It's fine. All right, guys. Well, that's all I got.
Have a lovely day.
Topical cream.
Toodles. Dead. Dead.